Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bulwark.
So it is Bulwark?
Bulwark.
I thought it was Bulwark. I guess I've been saying it wrong.
Yes, you have.
I'll take an L on that one. But it's not Bulwark, so we're both wrong.
Yeah, well, take that as a win.
Lawrence Holmes is going to be talking with Joe Madden in just a bit. Joe and Tony Mantuano were nice enough to send over some food from Madden's Post.
Man.
Good stuff.
Quality slice.
I had a slice of pepperoni. It was delicious. I wanted to leave the pierogies for everyone. You know, I felt culturally obligated to leave one for Jay Zawoski.
Obviously.
So that he can get a pierogi.
By rule.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. By rule.
Mm-hmm.
We have to leave
prima
one.
Nocta. That's how that works.
Looks really, really good. So we're going to talk to Joe, the restaurateur, coming up at noon about all sorts of stuff, including pierogies.
We had Ryan Dempster on to start the show.
I saw.
Affable one. And he had a great little piece of advice.
I loved it.
For you, Darvish. I said, it was sort of, I closed with it. I just said, what is the one thing you'd want to tell him? And he said, I dare you to see how many home runs you can give up just throwing your fastball.
Look. I'm with him on that, and I'm not really with Ryan on a lot of things, but I'm with him on that, and it's one of the things I want to talk with Joe about. When you have a guy that has legitimately six pitches,
yep.
Is it better to pare that person down? And it's even simple stuff, like even inside, it's, okay, don't throw, if you can't command your two-seamer, then throw your four-seamer, and let's not worry about the two-seamer for today. I had a great conversation with James McCann of the White Sox about this yesterday, as it has to do with Giolito. How if he's, what happens when he doesn't have command of pitches? And he said, then you kind of become a psychologist. Then you're trying to figure out what pitch can he get over the plate consistently. It's like you throw the game plan right out the window at that point. So I don't know what you do with Darvish. It, because you know, like, you can see the movement. You can see the ball coming out of his hand. The stuff is there. How do you get to it?
See, the issue for me with that part of the conversation as it goes to Darvish is he's been good in the past while people were still saying he has too many pitches, he's got to pare them down. He was an elite starter in Major League Baseball while everyone also said at the same time, boy, he's just got too many pitches. If only he could narrow that thing down, maybe he'd be elite. Maybe he'd
Connor,
be top tier.
I am not saying that he has to eliminate them from his arsenal. I'm saying for his next start,
right?
Let's figure out what you feel most comfortable throwing, and let's throw it a lot.
But it's, yes, but it's the in-game, right? It's what you talked with McCann about. Somebody, and I don't know who that person is, whether it's Borzello or Hadavi or Wilson Contreras or Joe himself, somebody has to find the way to communicate that with him and keep his confidence somewhere.
Yeah, the other issue that you have, too, is when you're using actual game outcomes of plate appearances to determine some of this stuff, the extra stress that it puts on everybody. I heard Kerry Wood on with McNeil and Parkins on the anniversary of the 20-strikeout game, and he sounded great. One of the things he talked about was understanding how unreliable your bullpen session is for better or for worse.
Yeah.
That your pregame bullpen is often not connected in any way whatsoever to how you're going to feel
he
on the mound.
He had a terrible one that day.
Yeah, and he said he's had great ones and he's felt fabulous and he gives up seven runs in the first inning. When you're actually dealing with self-created high-leverage situations in the first, second, and third innings as your pitch count starts to run up, it's a huge ask of the pitching infrastructure to do this when you're actually in the middle of trying to play a baseball game. You know, it's hard to say, well, you know, let's go back to this. Let's pare down this. Let's build back to this. There's guys on base. This is happening.
Yeah, but as a catcher, you can go out there and you can say, look, man, your four-seamer is really popping. Let's Let's get this guy with this one. Let's bust him inside your four-seamer. Let's not worry about anything else. I'm not even going to put down any fingers. You know what we're throwing. Let's go after this one with that pitch. Try to build the confidence of your pitcher on a particular pitch and see how it goes. But, you know, we don't have the PhDs. Joe does, so that's why I'm looking forward to asking him about it.
You know, not for nothing, but in the 2013 season when Yu Darvish finished second in American League Cy Young voting, you know who his two catchers were?
Wait, so Texas?
2013 Texas Rangers.
Was Chris Jimenez one of them?
No.
Was Pudge Rodriguez still playing?
No. It's A.J. Pierzynski and Giovanni Soto.
Yeah! Those are some receivers.
How about them apples?
One guy who can't throw to second or can't get the ball out of his hand, the other guy who can't throw back to the pitcher without falling on his face.
I don't know how much it mattered one way or the other. And I, you know, I've had my disagreements with AJ, but my God.
Haven't we all?
Guys knew he knew how to work with pitchers. I mean, he knew how to get something out of guys. And yeah, it at some point, it absolutely blew up between him and the other guy. And he had to leave a franchise because of it.
His nickname was Satan.
Yeah.
His nickname in the White Sox clubhouse was Satan.
Well, man found results one way.
Well earned.
A 36-year-old AJ Pierzynski. You imagine the salt that guy brought to the mound and everybody's walking out to talk with Yu Darvish?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that was a. There's a question for Yu Darvish if you ever have a real sit down with him.
Yeah.
So what was working with AJ Pierzynski like? And just don't even listen to him. Just watch what his face does when you say it.
Or learn all sorts of new Japanese swear words.
I think that would be fine as well. Well, guys, I appreciate you.
Joe's absolutely coming up.
As always.
Joe Madden is coming up. I'll see you guys tomorrow, 9 a.m. to noon. Bernstein and McKnight, that's where you can hear them. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station, and the top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Shout out to the Chicago Wolves. They have advanced to the Western Conference Finals versus San Diego. Game 1 and 2 will be played this Friday and Saturday night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are just $15. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff and ticket information. We're ready to talk with Joe Madden. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
I'm here about the business. Ain't that right, Joe?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.